What are you trying to do?
He's just pointing out that the Padres haven't gotten a hit on the Rockies.
Oh, my goodness. They have.
No, I didn't say there's
have
an error.
They have not.
There's two.
I just looked at that.
No, they didn't.
The Rockies have two hits.
All right, so...
The Rockies have two hits? They're the one on top, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I read that wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
So the Padres still don't have a hit.
Nice! What are you doing?
It doesn't matter, dude. Just doesn't matter. If I jinx them, then I jinx them. But
are you the type of person that... Listen, you who did not move during the Super Bowl because you were worried that... you made people leave the building and come back because they changed the whole course of events.
Yeah.
And yet you're going to sit here and fly in the face of the oldest superstition in sport?
Yeah, because the Super Bowl matters way more than a single no-hitter to me. I mean, that's important. Winning the Super Bowl is life and death. That's important.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Everybody gets no-hitters nowadays.
Do you not listen to Crash Davis? You don't mess with a streak, man.
But this isn't a streak. This is just a potential no-hitter.
Ah, you're killing me.
Now, if it were a perfect game, I probably wouldn't say anything. But it's not a perfect game. He's walked and he's walked a couple. So it's not a perfect game. But, yeah, they don't have a hit yet. So if he goes – now, here's a question. So,
oh my God.
Bud Black has been pulling...
Let's throw some black cats across the street.
Bud Black has been pulling
break
all
a bunch
of our...
Break a bunch of mirrors?
Break a bunch of mirrors. Bud Black has been pulling off most all of our pitchers, with the exception of, I think, one game, like at the latest, the seventh inning. What happens if our pitcher gets to the seventh inning, pitches...
I think Chatwood's the only one that's
Chatwood has a
game.
Complete game.
He's the only one that has a complete game.
No, but because...
Do you pull our pitcher?
No, because
I wouldn't. But
no,
there are a lot of managers. That
no,
would.
Because his last start was a complete game shutout.
Right. So what if he's over his pitch count by the time he gets to that point?
He doesn't have. They don't have pitch counts.
Oh, come on.
They don't have pitch counts.
You're telling me, Bud Black doesn't keep an eye on the pitch count for his
pitchers.
I
did not say that. What I said is they don't have pitch counts.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly how many pitches. And in fact, my dad, who's a better baseball person than I ever will be, has said that he can't believe that they don't count practice pitches and throws over to first base as part of your pitch count. But they don't. And I've never been able to find an adequate answer for that. I've asked everybody. I've asked Tracy Ringelvie. He couldn't tell me. I asked everybody.
Probably because they're not throwing as hard.
But I'm just saying no one has an answer to that. But the point is this, is they know how many pitches there are, but if he's at zero, if Chatwood, who just threw a complete game shutout,
right,
is at the seventh inning still with no one able to get on via the bat.
You mean no hits?
Gosh! Yes, I guess. If he's able to do that, then he's going to stay in.
Okay. Because there are a lot of managers out there that would not put their pitcher's arms through that. Especially considering how good our bullpen has been for the most part.
Yeah, but at this point, you give a veteran pitcher who's already had a complete game shutout. Now, if he was at like 150 pitches through seven innings, then maybe you might think of it differently.
What about 120? You're at 120 after seven innings. Now, I don't know where he's at because it doesn't look like he's thrown a whole bunch of pitches. But what if he's at 120?
You know, that's exactly the conundrum that was with what happened with Nolan Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nolan Ryan was a fastball guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to throw a no-hitter every time. I mean, he threw seven.
He had a bunch.
Threw seven. Of which Jeff Houston was a part of two.
I thought he was just one.
No, two. All he said was, I was out there saying, don't hit it to me. Don't hit it to me. I would be the same way.
I'd be the same way. Absolutely.
Okay, so when he was that way, so he would walk a lot of people, but he would have no hits. Maybe like five walks, but no hits. Mm-hmm. And he'd be at 120 pitches, and he'd go, but he was a rare case. Chatwood isn't that type of pitcher. He's a contact guy. He's not a lot of strikeout guys, so he doesn't throw. If he's at 120 pitches in the seventh inning, I think they let him go.
So
but
I would let him go.
I would let him go, too.
I think they would let him go.
Bud Black's a pitcher.
I think you have to give him an opportunity to finish what they started. And if that means they end up with 140 by the end of the game, well, then it's 140 by the end, you know.
Yeah, you have to understand that Dan O'Dowd is no longer here, and and Jim Tracy is no longer here, where they were insisting on that 75 pitch
right.
count. They all keep track of pitch counts, but you got to see what a guy is. And for the fact of the matter, Chatwood is more of a rubber-armed guy. He's a guy that can throw a lot of pitches. He doesn't throw a lot of pitches. When he's losing, it's not because he's nibbling. He doesn't walk a lot of guys. That's what you can't have when you're pitching in Coors Field. You can't have guys that put a lot of walks on, because that's how you're going to get big scores put up against
exactly.
you.
I know Bud Black's not one of these new age, but the problem is, you talk about Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan comes from an age of baseball where guys wanted to pitch nine innings. They were tougher. They pitched hard.
Yeah,
it is a new era of baseball, and it's rare to find.
Yeah, but it was at the end where they were you had Gossage, who was already becoming a specialist closer. You had the beginnings of the first real like closers, and what today's baseball they look to is they want those two. Basically, you have two closers at the back of your bullpen.
Well, you've got the guy.
The eighth inning and the ninth inning.
Yeah. You've got the.
So if you can get seven out of
reliever.
If you can get seven.
Yeah.
Then you're going to
get it. But you go back and look at the number of complete games pitched by and large when Nolan Ryan was pitching compared to the handful that are pitched now. It's very rare anymore to see one pitcher pitch all nine innings.
Yeah. But.
Very rare.
But what people are saying is this goes back to the NBA thing where people are talking about whether resting players, rest helps. I know, I agree, but rest does help.
See, this is where I become get off my lawn guy.
Me too.
I'm like,
me too.
I can't remember games when
me too
when Jordan or Magic or McHale or Parrish or Bird, and you know what? Maybe it would have helped Bird if he didn't have to play all those games, but it also would have helped Bird if he didn't have to get beat up by the Pistons all the time either. Same with Jordan. I mean, it was just much more physical back then, and yet they played all their games unless they were legitimately hurt. This whole thing of, I gotta rest. Like, but last night, what's his name? For the Celtics. Not Celtics. He benched himself.
Oh, yeah. Landry.
Yeah. He benched himself.
Well, you know, some people would say that that's being a team player.
Okay, so what's the difference? All right, so what's the difference? People just hammer Jay Cutler for coming out of that playoff game when he was legitimately hurt, but he's on the sidelines and he's riding the stationary bike. And they're like, well, what would you do when he's riding the stationary bike? Why isn't he out there helping his team? He would have done his team more bad than good if he'd have been out there. But because he wasn't a tough guy and didn't go back out, people hammer him.
He's the wrong example for me because that guy was nasty to me personally. And when I've only had a couple athletes who've ever been nasty to me personally, you know, just being like whatever jerk, some from here, some from other places, but he's one. Jay Cutler was a jerk to me personally. And so I have no sympathy for him. I have no sympathy for him.
You don't have to like him. I'm just saying the point is valid.
No, well, I think that he should have at least tried.
Listen, Landry should have at least tried.
Well, Landry was playing, and he said he took himself out momentarily to collect himself because he was making some mistakes, and then when he got himself collected, he went back in the game.
But Cutler played. And then when he couldn't walk on his foot, he pulled himself out. Otherwise, he does what RG3 did, and I feel bad for RG3 because RG3 played the tough guy, and now his career is essentially over. But you just don't like Jay Cutler. So,
I just don't like Jay Cutler.
So that's a completely irrational stance
to
take.
No, it's completely irrational. I hate Jay Cutler.
You're going to hammer on him for doing the same thing that all of these other athletes do just because you don't like the guy. Good job. Good job.
Hey, at least I'm consistent.
No, not really.
Yes. I consistently hate Jay Cutler.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
I hammer LePuig all the time, but then I also hammer other guys to do the same thing that guy does. I'm consistent in I hammer people I like as well as people I hate for the same reason. And you don't do that.
I consistently hammer Jay Cutler.
Yeah, but you
because
don't,
I don't like him. I've consistently.
But you don't hammer other people
I've
that do the exact same
not
thing.
Not because I don't dislike those people the way I dislike Jay Cutler. And I think that's like perfectly
that is
consistent.
No.
Yes.
If you're going to say, so you're basically holding Jay Cutler to a higher standard.
Well,
yeah. I mean, that's what you're saying.
A lower standard.
No, a higher standard.
He's met every low standard that I've ever met for him.
Listen, I don't I'm in a weird position of having to defend Jay Cutler.
Don't defend Jay Cutler.
I don't care for him, but I think you're being irrational.
No, I hate him.
That's fine. You can hate him, but then you need to hate Landry for doing the exact same thing.
Okay, I hate him.
Okay, good. That's all I ask. Be consistent. If they're going to wuss out and pull themselves out of a game because it's new age basketball and I'm tired or I've got cramps, then hate them as much as you hate the guy that plays football for the or used
oh,
to play
I hate
football
it. I hate Jay Cutler for way more reasons than that. But I guess I hate Carl Andrew too.
Good. That's all I ask.
All right. I'm sorry I hate you.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.